My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump Jr. recently criticized Jeffrey Epstein and Democrats following the leak of Epstein's emails, which included mentions of his father, Donald Trump. In response, Don Jr. stated that Jeffrey Epstein hated Trump, and pointed out that if Epstein had any damaging information about his father, he would have used it. He questioned why a convicted pedophile was in contact with Democrats. Epstein's emails referenced Trump multiple times. In a January 2019 email to author Michael Wolff, Epstein claimed Trump knew about the girls and allegedly asked Ghislaine Maxwell to intervene. In a 2011 email, Epstein called Trump the dog that hasn't barked, referring to an unnamed victim who reportedly spent hours with Trump at Epstein's residence, later identified by White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt as Virginia Giuffre, who stated Trump did nothing wrong. Epstein disparaged Trump in his emails, labeling him as nuts and dangerous, and suggested he had early dementia. In a notable exchange, Wolff warned Epstein ahead of a 2015 Republican primary debate that CNN might question Trump about his ties to Epstein. Wolff advised Epstein, "If we were able to craft an answer for him, what do you think it should be?" To which Epstein requested guidance on how to handle it. Wolff suggested, "I think you should let him hang himself," highlighting the potential to use Trump's response for leverage. Previously, Trump dismissed the Epstein situation as a Democratic hoax but later pivoted, calling for House Republicans to vote to release the Epstein files. In a Truth Social post, he stated, "We have nothing to hide, and it's time to move on," insisting the focus should return to Republican successes, such as economic achievements and border security. Ultimately, the House voted on November 19, and the bill to release the Epstein files passed overwhelmingly, 427-1.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.